Good morning. Today is the Feast of All Saints. It's actually November 1st, but we're remembering it today as we gather. And today is also St. Paul's annual meeting. And at that meeting, after this service, starting around 10:15, we'll elect new vestry members to the class of 2025. And here are some leaders of our congregation highlighting a few areas of ministry. It's customary at an annual meeting for the rector to offer a kind of state of the parish. And it's been my custom over the years to offer that state of the parish in my homily at the 7:30, 9, and 11:15. And then the meeting can be taken with some other things as well. So that's what I want to do this morning. And I have some notes here I want to make sure I follow as well. There is a verse from our reading from Ephesians this morning that I think gives us a great place to start this morning. And the verse is this, it's in Ephesians. I'm paraphrasing it a little bit. In Christ, you are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. In Christ, you are marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. At baptism, each of us were marked with oil and sealed by the Holy Spirit. At baptism, at that font right here at St. Paul's, or any font where you were baptized, after the pouring of water baptizing you, there was the anointing with oil. And during that anointing of oil, the oil that is blessed by our bishop, the sacred chrism oil, the priest dips their thumb into that oil, and while making a sign of the cross on the newly baptized forehead, says, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever." You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. We have all been marked for something. And the journey of baptism is discovering the gifts we've been given, coming to realize them in our lives, and learning how to live out those gifts as we are formed in a community of faith. How we do with those gifts becomes part of a community that both forms us and calls us to leadership. Baptism forms us and shapes us, and I believe calls us to leadership. Yes, leadership. It's a word I invite you to ponder with me this morning on. How do we lead our community to bring about the good news, the liberating, the reconciling, the loving, the healing message of Christ? How do we lead ourselves out to the world? How do we lead others to this life that Christ offers us? Today we celebrate All Saints Day. We remember those who went before us, who were marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit and with the gifts with which they were blessed, changed lives. And I'm not just talking about St. Peter or St. Paul or St. Augustine or St. Teresa or St. Francis or St. Julian, but also about St. Grandma, St. Uncle Joe, St. Mom, St. Dad. Some saints known to many, and some saints known just to you, because they led you to something. They formed you. They shaped you. They called something forth from you. They were leaders. And you know why? Because something drew you to follow them. My favorite understanding of leadership, my favorite definition of leadership has become: a leader is someone who has followers. A leader is someone who has followers. So simple, but so profound. Jesus, had followers. Come follow me. Jesus was a leader. And while we are followers of Jesus, how do we also lead others to this Jesus? Friends, I suggest today that we need to be leaders in this world today. We need to invite others to follow our lead into a world needing the transformative, life-giving love of Christ. And St. Paul's needs to help form us to be that. How do we do that? How do we each develop our leadership? And not just how to lead a ministry or a committee, which is certainly a significant part of leadership in our faith community here. Many of you are leaders in that way. But not just that. But how do we develop leadership throughout our parish community and for those who will be joining us in the future? This is an initiative. This initiative about leadership is something that we heard in the parish survey that we conducted just in the early stages of the pandemic, you may recall. So I'm announcing to you today that the vestry and clergy, based on what we heard, have set a goal for us going forward in 2023. And that goal is leadership formation. Rather than waiting for the vestry retreat in January, where we usually gather each year and spend some time setting areas of focus for the year upon us, we have decided as a vestry and clergy to set this area of focus now, of leadership development, and begin the new year with a retreat that prepares us to do this. We've invited the Reverend Nathan Kirkpatrick to consult with us and help us develop a leadership formation program. Nathan is an Episcopal priest of our diocese and a principal consultant at Cezanne Consulting. Over the years, Nathan has worked with hundreds of congregations and nonprofit institutions, principally faith-based, around the country. In addition to his work at Cezanne, he serves as an adjunct faculty member for the Lake Institute on Faith and Giving, part of the Lilly Family School of Philanthropy at Indiana University, Purdue University. He also serves as a faculty for the Courageous Leadership Imperative, a leader development program sponsored by the Texas Methodist Foundation and funded by the Lilly Foundation. Nathan looks forward to the opportunity to work with us here at St. Paul's, as we seek to develop a robust, congregation-based leader formation program. This initiative will be funded through the St. Paul's CARES Fund, a fund so generously developed by a gracious gift. Besides joining us for the vestry retreat, Nathan will consult with us over the next couple of years, the next few years, and it'll look something like this. A group of about 20 or so parishioners will enter a formation process consisting of regular monthly sessions focused on leadership formation. At the end of that initial few months, we'll evaluate that process, tweak it if we need to, and invite another group of 20 parishioners or so to participate in another series of monthly sessions. And over the next few years, we hope to have dozens and dozens formed as leaders. I think it's pretty exciting as we go into 2023. Today, as our annual meeting is upon us, I also want to thank folks. I want to particularly thank all of the numerous ministry leaders, all of you who lead ministries here at St. Paul's, ministries and committees and areas of parish life. Say thank you to you. You inspire all of us with your passion and your love for what you do that invites us to join in that area of ministry. I also want to thank our clergy and staff. I want to thank our office manager, Melanie Fairbrother, our financial assistant, Brandy Satterfield, our director of music, Rusty McKinney, our organist, Joanna Lee, our preschool director, Brooke Bowersox, our preschool director assistant and nursery kids club director, Laura Gorman, and all of our preschool teachers and assistants who are here throughout the week in that building across the courtyard. I want to thank our children's ministry coordinator, Reagan Dunlop, and thank our facilities manager, which was a new position this past year. I want to thank our facilities manager, Jeff Kager. I want to thank our deacon, Candy Snively. I want to thank our priest associate, Tony Weick. I want to thank our associate for children's and youth formation, Alice Graham Grant. Alice will be speaking at the annual meeting later about St. Paul's Children's and Youth Ministry. I want to thank our associate rector, Javier Almendarez Bautista. Javier also will be speaking at the annual meeting about his upcoming sabbatical in 2023. Last year, Jeff Kager joined us as the facilities manager. It's a new position, and he has done a great, great job. This is a large campus with a substantial footprint, and Jeff's stewardship of it all has been a gift. You also may remember that Jeff was a former vestry person and senior warden. I also want to thank our outgoing vestry members, Francine Pierce, Vicki Bradley, Alan Tunez, Kay Burgess, our senior warden, who for the last couple of years in the midst of the pandemic served heroically and incredibly challenging times in the history of our parish, where for a few years we couldn't even meet in person, but we met through Zoom, and yet their leadership was so appreciated and so significant to our life. I will never forget your faithfulness and your commitment. And I want to thank Kay Burgess as our senior warden, whose leadership and advice I will always treasure. Also have another announcement to make today regarding a new part-time staff position. Just prior to the pandemic, we began focusing some of our attention here at St. Paul's to this idea of invite, welcome, connect. You may remember that. Many of us went on some training for that approach to what I like to call congregational development. Now that we're in a new place, as we gather once again in person, and as we welcome newcomers every single week, ever since around August, as we become more and more in-person worship, every single Sunday, we've welcomed numerous newcomers. And so, in the midst of that, in the midst of ourselves as a congregation, in the midst of having looked at this idea of invite, welcome, connect, we have decided to have this part-time position at St. Paul's. And the job description describes it a bit. This invite, welcome, connect leader is about this: responsible for developing and implementing a ministry that invites the seeker, welcomes the guest, and connects all to each other and our church ministries. This leader creates pathways for new and established members to actively participate in parish life and service. In collaboration with the clergy, the Invite, Welcome, Connect leader also has teaching and training responsibilities related to this ministry. And I'm pleased to announce today that Mary Kintz has accepted this position and begins tomorrow. You may remember that Mary also served on vestry and was a senior warden as well. So we look forward to Mary bringing her many gifts to this area of ministry of calling forth our gifts of inviting, welcoming, and connecting. Today is also a day where we ask you to make your pledge, your financial commitment to St. Paul's, if you have not already done so, for 2023. If you've not done so yet, please try to do it today. There are pledge forms available in the narthex, or you can conveniently pledge online on our parish website. You can also make your pledge right now on your phone if you want. But invite you to make that decision, make that kind of commitment to St. Paul's as we go forward. There's some wonderful things happening, certainly now, and we have great things happening as we move forward. And we look for your support as we do this. As we continue to worship, serve, and grow, your financial support, the sharing of the gifts with which God has blessed you, will have a huge impact on all that we do here at St. Paul's. So I've said thanks to many people this morning, but I want to most importantly say thank you to you, to all of you, for being part of this parish family, this parish community, being part of who we are here and who we're becoming and who we will become. Most importantly, I want to thank you, because everything else we do is to support you, living out our dream, living out that promise we made at baptism, where we were marked by the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, and marked as Christ's own forever. We have some exciting times ahead of us, and I'm glad we're all a part of this together.